Hello and welcome to The Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, writer, and awkward traveler, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now this week's blog is, Have Wine Glass, We'll Travel. I was a first-time faculty member at this year's Irma Bombeck Writers Workshop, and I left with a respectable amount of swag. T-shirt, tote bag, and my personal fave, the commemorative wine glass. Let it not be said that the Irma Bombeck Writers Workshop doesn't know its audience. Women who write love wine, and lots of it. At the Thursday night dinner, the wine glasses had been delicately imprinted with Irma Bombeck Writers Workshop. Every woman in the room said to herself or to one of her table mates, "Oh, I am so stealing this." But we didn't have to. An announcement was made that the glasses were ours to keep, and there was a round of applause to go with our first round. But this was slightly disappointing, since figuring out how to squeeze a wine glass into an evening clutch is half the fun. Figuring out how to get it home in my suitcase, not so much. Me, who attempts to plan for every contingency, didn't have a spare sheet of bubble wrap and a box squirreled away in the corner of my bag. But even if I did, I was afraid that no matter how carefully I wrapped and positioned this delicate keepsake in my suitcase, it would arrive home broken. And so, there I was, strolling through the Dayton airport, plane ticket in one hand, wine glass in the other, and it wasn't even noon. A few people at the airport looked at me approvingly like, "Yeah, have wine glass, we'll travel." And others looked at me with pity as if to say, "Seriously? You really need to get your life together." If I had been going straight home on a direct flight, I might have braved the collective looks of derisive admiration, but I was going to be on two connecting flights to another gig. Ultimately, I just wanted to get the glass home intact. I went into the CNBC store just outside of security and asked if I could have a small plastic bag. I figured something was better than nothing. The cashier looked at my wine glass and said, "Oh, that's beautiful. You need to wrap that." She reached under her register and produced tissue paper and tape, wrapped and double-bagged it for me, like a Christmas elf. I was delighted and grateful. I joined the TSA line with my concealed wineware, and I didn't feel like such a wandering lush, but I also didn't feel as cool. I now see the appeal of the flask. Perhaps they'll be giving those away at the next conference. Hint, hint. Thanks for listening. If you're a fan of the podcast and the blog, please visit theurbanirma.com, click the donate button, and buy your favorite writer and stand-up comic a cup of coffee. Any amount will help keep the good times coming. Thanks so much for the love and support.
Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, created and written by stand-up comedian Leanne Lord. Read the blog at theurbanirma.com and watch the video edition on youtube.com/Leanne Lord. Subscribe and listen to the free podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Music for the podcast was written and composed by The Jazz Lounge Project. If you enjoy The Urban Irma, then please leave a comment, like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and share it with your friends. Share it with people who are not your friends, and maybe they will be. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.